Want to support Clock Tower Media and look great while doing it? Check out our official merchandise store packed with gear inspired by our podcasts and productions. From the Spooky Spectre Sisters apparel to merchandise celebrating your favorite Clock Tower Media shows, we've got something for every fan. Not only will you be showing your support, but every purchase helps us continue creating the content that you love. Visit clocktowermediashop.forthwall.com and grab your favorite merch today.
It's old school.
Us? Is that what it used to look like in the 1800s?
This is what Taco Bell used to look like. That's their old logo.
Cap.
All right, episode
12.
Are we rolling?
And this is the pre-part. All right.
Hello.
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 Hello, everybody. How are we doing?
You don't talk yet.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
There's a ghost in the room.
A strange voice snuck in.
We are on episode
12.
What's this show called again? I forget.
Village Idiots.
You sure? You don't want to change that?
It's only episode
12.
And this bit you do at the beginning is already driving me crazy.
Isn't it killing you?
She
Wait until episode 100. And I'm still asking.
111. We have a guest on the show today.
Yeah. Episode 12.
Let's go around the room first, though.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Zoe.
Why?
Because, and this is my show.
If it were your show, you'd be on time. See,
that's
so it can't be your show.
No, it can't be my show because I'm constantly late. But to be fair, if I was the one picking the times, I would never be late. You guys decide to start early, and I decide.
We should pick a different time.
Disregard that.
What's a good time for you?
Right now at 3:49 p.m. on a Sunday.
2 a.m. I could do 2 a.m. That would be awesome.
All right. Absolutely not.
I would be up and ready to go.
All right, it's set.
That's Zoe.
Yeah.
I'm Greg. We started the podcast
Greg
together.
Enslin. Yeah, he runs the newspaper. He's written a bunch of books. And
I like coffee.
Yeah.
And who's that in the blue hair?
In the blue hair? That's me. I'm Abby with a Z, anywhere you want it to be.
Ooh,
and I clawed my way into this podcast, and I'm staying.
She sat outside until we invited her in.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep, I was on the freezing
away.
Cold.
Yeah, she wouldn't go away.
Let me in now.
Let me in now.
Great, thanks.
And who are you, blonde?
Oh yeah, we have a guest.
Woman.
Hello, I'm May, and I'm here because of nepotism.
That's right.
Oh no.
Oh. She's my sister from the same mother.
Yep.
That's sometimes how that works.
Something like that.
Wait, you guys are related?
Yes.
Yeah, we're sisters.
Are you really?
Yeah, yeah, we are. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Did you see the resemblance?
Pulled her off the street?
No.
I mean, I look like it, but
we have pulled people off the street
That's
before,
true,
so don't
yeah.
act
yes.
surprised. Last week, we
me.
Had that homeless guy.
Another
in here.
Bridge yeah, dweller. Yeah.
Travis my boyfriend. Got scared. Oh. Travis yeah. was like, Travis asked me to walk him out to his car after last week's
oh.
show.
Travis.
Yeah, that's kind
of
sad.
Like you have anything of value.
I can't believe you guys are related.
Yeah,
we are.
This
yeah.
is cool.
I mean,
you're bored.
I worked May yeah. into this morning.
Yeah, Abby why? Recruited me.
Yeah, why is she here?
Because we were working together at Chaffee's, and I was like, hi. Be on the podcast.
And I was like,
be on the podcast.
Okay.
She crumbled.
Do it.
Yep.
I had invited May prior, but she didn't seem interested until
ha.
Abby was the one inviting
ha,
her.
Ha.
So
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yep. There
I
you
captured
go.
Zoe
oh.
and May.
Oh. That's a new voice.
I think we know who's got pole.
Yeah.
What is that?
I had a monster today, and that's my fault.
Yeah.
Where yep. is Zoe's duck? Because this is going to go very,
she's got a scrunchie.
Very badly.
No, I need... Yeah.
She's going to shoot the scrunchie.
I don't have
very...
my tools, guys. I don't have my tools.
What are you going to shred during this episode?
I'm already anxious. I'm already all caffeined up, man. What am I going to do with my hands? What am I going
to
do with my mouth?
We need to bring you
talking?
In a box of fidget spinners or something like that.
We literally...
Oh, my goodness.
We do
are
the
like,
same thing. Yeah, we have the same.
Are you related?
Yeah. Yeah. One could
scholars
say.
Would say.
Scholars would say we have ADHD.
There's three homeschoolers in this room.
Oh. And me.
Were you homeschooled?
No.
Well, that no. can't be part of the club.
I don't want to be in that club.
Greg's not in the freak club.
I don't want to be in that club.
Well,
that sounds like a very bad idea.
You know what happens a lot to homeschoolers? We see ghosts.
We do.
That's true. May, would you like to introduce our topic?
Our topic today is going to be ghost stories from our childhood.
From our own experiences.
Yes.
All right, I'm out. You guys have a fun time with this
Nothing
one?
Nothing paranormal has ever happened to you.
No, it's I don't want to talk about
it. Because you weren't homeschooled.
Oh.
So you have had experiences, you just don't want to talk about them?
Exactly. I'll just. Can I talk about my Taco Bell shirt?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah,
it's kind of spooky.
This is a visual medium.
Fun.
The podcast is not a visual medium. Oh, I get it. Okay, you're making fun of me. I got it. Sometimes I miss out on
that. Don't worry. The thumbnail will be a picture of you in your Taco Bell shirt.
And you making fun of me.
Yes.
Maybe.
I understand. I'm used to it.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, now I feel bad.
Well, now we all feel bad. Podcast over.
No, you don't feel bad.
Well, oh, she just took a picture of Greg in 4K.
I'm trying to sit perfectly still. So
that's
I look
all right. You're sitting by a window, so your face is obscured by the light. And
oh, good.
I'm no photographer.
Just like a ghost.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'll just take a quick 0.5 of May.
Okay.
What's May? A 0.5 of May?
So basically.
This is May.
Is that those pictures where it looks like you have a giant forehead?
That's the one.
I really hate those.
Except you don't,
please
I
put that in
them.
As someone with a big forehead, please stop. Please stop.
Please cease these
actions.
Do you have a big forehead?
I do. And as a member of this community, as a representative, 0.5s are the worst things that
I've
ever
done. Oh my God, it's huge.
Yeah.
Can you stack cups on that thing?
Yeah.
Anna Kendrick.
It's a dark one.
Anna Kendrick did cups on Zoe's forehead.
I got my ticket for the
long way round.
I hear my sister.
Bottles of whiskey for the way.
Oh yeah. We all know it.
She can sing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right now.
New York.
A whole musical.
I just enjoy that video.
I know. I love Anna Kendrick.
With the flower. She's like hitting the flower and it's going everywhere. That's
Are you
one.
Just beating the table right
now?
Yeah,
I don't have a cup. I don't have anything to do with my
hands. Do you
have
a duck? Where's your duck?
I don't know.
Yeah, what the hell?
I think I bit his head off.
This is exactly like at my house when my dog can't find its chew toy. And then it runs around looking for it. And I'm like, where's your
By
toy?
By the end of this, I will where's be chewing toy? On the mic.
Great. That always
so
ends
aware.
Up happening with you, actually.
Let's not do that.
Anyways, let's jump into our topic. Yay!
Do it.
May, you're starting because you're the guest of honor
That's
for now.
Right. Oh,
there's going to be another
so
guest.
So you can Ooh. Start. So May and I, as sisters, hello, we grew up together, and Greg just turned the fan off because we forgot to do it before recording.
Well, should we start that?
Nope. It'll be fine because the first episode of
it's
The Fan.
Just white
so.
Noise.
We have seen the same apparition, if you will. May saw it first, mm-hmm. and then I saw it a little bit later. So, May, why don't you talk about
it? Was it Logan Rogers, the mayor?
Yes.
The mayor.
He freaks around the city.
Yep. Stay tuned. We're going to phone in the mayor.
Was
and
it
ask
the apparition? Is he the apparition?
Yes. See, when I saw him, he was dressed as a pirate.
Oh,
but it was different for you.
Yes, I saw the. You saw the mayor dressed as a pirate. I saw him dressed as
the mayor,
that's
which
even
was scarier. He had one of those big. That's gonna happen a lot.
That is gonna happen a lot. Yeah,
he had one
activities.
Of those big, tall mayoral hats. He had a cane.
Was
he was
beating
going
people
around
with it?
Beating people
oh,
with his
yeah,
mayor cane,
it.
And I was like, "This guy runs our city."
You can laugh into the mic. It's okay. Go for it.
May stifling
She's trying
laughter.
To not laugh, and that just adds color. Go for it.
Yeah.
No, because when I've listened to some of the episodes in the back, and like. Abby will be making a great joke, and the joke will be ruined by me cackling loudly. And I try to lean away from the mic so it doesn't pick up too much, but you can never fully cut it
it's
out.
It's a guffaw, is what it is.
A guffaw, if you will.
Yes.
Guffawing on the
Please
floor.
Please laugh into the mic. It makes it sound great.
Okay, well, I mean, mine sounds like wheezing.
I think, that's true. Don't encourage her to laugh.
Is somebody dying?
No, I love May's laugh.
I cackle, Aww. May wheezes. No one in our family has a normal
is
laugh.
Is somebody nope. dying? What is that wheezing?
Well, it's the fact that they're from incest.
They'll be dying when the mayor gets to them.
So it was not the ghost you saw was not the mayor of Tip City. It was a different ghost?
May, why don't you... She saw it in the woods.
So we saw the same ghost mm-hmm. in different locations.
Yeah.
But both of those locations were woods, just different places in Ohio. And so when I saw it, it was just standing in the middle of these woods, clutching a tree, staring right at me, ducking Ooh. Behind the tree, and then coming back out and looking at me again.
What did it look like?
It was a tall man, but he had no features.
Was he slender?
Yes.
Oh.
He was slender.
Wait a minute. Man, slender. It was Bigfoot.
I like that. I wasn't expecting that. That's good.
Got him with the old bait and switch.
Yeah, the rope-a-dope. I was not expecting that.
Trick in the clown
you pointed
school.
Over there, and then you went over there.
Yep.
So, yeah, basically just a man, and he had no features. He was just all black, and it was basically like...
Don't be racist.
Wait a minute.
It was terrifying.
And the podcast is canceled. And it looked like a ghost, like a black,
so
like,
just
form?
Picture a cardboard cutout.
I don't want to.
Of picturing just a black cardboard cutout that's moving.
So like 2D kind like, of?
It wasn't 2D, but it looked 2D.
Like
but
a mannequin.
It had dimension.
Okay.
It had dimension.
And I saw, yeah.
And it had no eyes, no nose, no facial features, but I could tell it was looking at me.
About
I could tell
how
it was
far
just
away
staring at me.
From it were you?
So I was about... I don't know. I was a couple of yards away. I was pretty far from it.
Okay.
So, like, I'm standing on the back porch of this house, and then you see the entrance to the trail of these woods. But it wasn't that far. And so I was staring at it, and it was just staring at me. And this was a long span mm-hmm. of time went over as I'm just staring at this thing. And then I turn around and look through the glass door at my family who's watching TV. And I'm like, is anybody else seeing this?
Wow.
And when I turned back around, it had disappeared.
Now, Yikes. See, if this was a TikTok, when you turn back around, it would be right there in your
face. The jump scare. Those get me every time.
Every single
time. I know they get her.
And I know
well.
They're going to do it, and it still scares
right.
me.
Yep. Yeah. So I felt like I was missing the jump scare aspect mm-hmm. that, you know, you would expect from a ghost story. So I went looking for it
oh,
immediately.
Oh, sure. Like you do.
Yeah.
Like you do.
So it started drizzling, and I grabbed my little umbrella. And I went out to the woods, and I started walking deeper and deeper into the woods looking for this thing. And I was calling for my brother, because I thought it would be him. I thought he was hiding behind the trees. He was trying to prank me. And then I started getting
But you knew there was something off and eerie.
Yes. Wow. So I was got this really weird feeling that I just shouldn't be there. And, like, whatever it was still there. I just couldn't see it. And it was just looking at me. And so I ended up turning back around and going back in the house. And I was like... asking my family, like, hey, is Zion in the woods? And they're like, no, he's at the store.
Wow.
That,
yikes,
yeah,
that's horrible, and I'm sorry, and my condolences.
And my condolences for your haunting.
Wait, I want to know what happened. So you went into the woods and...
There's just nothing.
I went in the woods. I
wandered for hours?
I wandered for a couple minutes until I got scared, and then I turned around and ran back into the
house. She had a feeling she shouldn't be there.
And it was like a foreboding feeling if something bad was going to happen?
Yes.
Or was it just like...
It was like if
they would like you to leave, whoever it is.
No, it was like if I keep walking through this path, I'm going to get kidnapped or taken.
Okay.
I saw it in Tip City.
So you saw the same thing?
Yes. And the parallel between our two stories is that we both go looking for it.
Oh, God.
Yep.
So, which is not uncharacteristic of us.
So neither one of you is very bright. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's one conclusion.
Ironically, Zoe was the only one who believed that I actually saw anything.
I believed it from the second she told me what had happened, I believed her.
And so she knew exactly what it was. I even drew a picture for her. And then when she saw the same thing, she went looking for it.
Oh, sure. Like you do.
This is pretty characteristic.
Okay,
of
so when in relation to this story, when did your story happen?
This was, what?
Like
what?
A year later, 2 years later?
5 years later.
Really?
Last week?
5 years later. Okay, this was actually pretty recent.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
And
it was like last year.
It was...
In Tip City and recent.
Yeah, last year. So I was going through some kind of like life changes. I was pretty angsty. I was still a teenager, you know.
So yesterday,
correct. And I decided that it had been kind of raining out. It was dark. I was on my way back from work, I think.
It was also raining when I saw the one I saw.
And it was a very dreary day. And I was like, I'm going to go for a walk in the woods just alone. And I park. There's nobody else in the parking lot to these woods. And I, in Tip City, you might know where I'm talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it a trail named after a famous musician?
Yes.
Okay.
So I start walking, and there were no other cars in the parking lot, and I didn't expect to see anybody else. and I was just walking, and I look up, and I see, similar to what May described, a very tall black figure with no features. Except it seemed to be, it was moving towards me from the distance, but it wasn't taking steps. It was like gliding.
Floating.
Yes.
Yikes.
It was floating, and I was watched it for a little bit, and then I was like, your brain will try to rationalize things.
Right.
So
oh,
I
yeah.
was like,
oh, yeah.
That there
is, it's a bear.
It's a classic case of a 7 foot tall man with no features skateboarding towards
yes,
me
yeah.
in the woods.
Skateboarding in the woods.
In the rain.
In the rain.
And I said, there you go. And I kind of look away for a second because I'm like, this is awkward. I don't know why. But I look back and I didn't really see it anymore. So I was like, what was that? And I'm like in the middle of the woods. I'm like, I want to go find that thing. So I start walking further down the trail.
You know that's not a normal reaction to that, right?
It might be.
It runs in the family. May went and looked for it.
I was just like...
It's yeah. a genetic
kind
defect.
Of like curious because I was like, what was... So I kept looking and like expecting to see it reappear around a corner or something. Like if it was a super tall 7 foot person with no features.
What a freak.
of nature. And I veer... I go off the path. I go off the path into the woods, and I go around kind of this lake thing, and then I start walking up towards a pine tree, which is where I had seen it right before it disappeared. And as I'm walking up next to this pine tree, I get this feeling, not only that I'm being watched, but that something very bad is going to happen to me.
No thanks.
And yeah. Because, you know, I had started going after this thing. I wasn't, like, yeah. scared yet. When I walked up next to, like, where that pine tree was, I felt afraid. And I yeah. just turned around and I started walking back where I'd come from. And I think I was, like, looking over my shoulder to make sure wow. I wasn't being followed. And I just got out of there. Yeah. But I was, like, when I told May about it, she was, like, that's what I saw. That sounds, like,
yep.
very similar to what
that's
I
exactly,
saw.
Yeah, that would
exactly.
make me want to unsubscribe from life. Yep.
The only difference was mine was not floating because it wasn't walking or moving. But I find the tree part very interesting. You said yours was next to a tree.
Yeah.
Like a pine tree.
That's mm-hmm. so strange.
So mine was next to a tree, too. It was holding on to the tree. It was clutching the trunk and
free
standing
spirits.
There.
Greg is shaking
and
in his boots.
I remember going...
I don't like these stories.
Oh!
They're awesome. Go for it.
And I just remember getting towards this tree because there were two other trees on the side of it and it was clutching the one right in the middle.
Okay.
I remember as I was, again, like this struck a memory for me, as I was getting closer to the one that it had been holding on to,
mm-hmm.
that was kind of the point where I was like, I shouldn't be here anymore. And I took a couple wow. more steps and then I was like, no, I need to go back.
Wow. It's the classic good tree, bad tree.
Yes.
I've heard of that tale before.
Now... Abby's going to tell a story, and it's kind of going to blow ours out of the water.
Yeah, it's better.
We were talking about this in the bathroom, Jay and I.
I live
we
in fear.
Like, bathroom conversations.
We were like, we want to tell our stories, because, I mean, I think you'd agree, that might be like, if someone asks you, has something paranormal happened to you, that might be the story you think of to tell.
Yes.
And it's the same with mine, with the figure in the woods.
Right.
And I've got a couple others.
We have one more.
You have a couple others?
We have one more that we also collectively shared in.
At the same time, or like?
Yes, we were together when this happened.
Oh, yeah.
But you want to go first? Because you know Abby's is going to blow yours out of the water.
I'm not sure. We could go ahead and tell that story because
yeah,
Abby's is really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, because Abby's is going to be better, and then when we tell ours, it'll sound lamer.
Exactly.
But we still want yeah. people to get like goosebumps from a first
I should
reaction.
Probably go before Abby also because mine's not nearly
you have a
better.
Story.
Yes,
oh, you have a story?
Him.
Okay, well.
Not nearly that exciting.
Do you want to go ahead and tell yours?
It's not me. It's my mom.
Okay. Let's hear it.
We were living in St. Louis, and we were living in a house, and she kept waking up when there was a kid standing over the bed.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
From haunted houses and cryptid sightings to eerie coincidences and unsolved mysteries, the Spectre Sisters are on a mission to investigate it all with logic, curiosity, just the right amount of goosebumps.
Was it you?
That wasn't there.
That's what I was thinking. Was it you?
No, and oh. she's convinced to this day that there was some kind of like ghostly figure in that
Probably.
House.
Yeah.
Which is weird because we built that house from scratch, so there was nothing there before.
Did you happen to, like, murder a child in the process of building it?
Not that time.
Okay.
Yeah, then that was something else. But okay. No, mine's not nearly as exciting. Sorry.
I don't think I've had
anything scary happen to me I've been clean living. That is.
Okay, so you haven't angered any spirits.
No. Right.
May and I go around. We anger them often.
I mean, is it all the pentagrams you're drawing all the time?
So,
is that what it
so
is?
So as homeschoolers, it's actually an extracurricular. Oh. It's to anger the spirits.
Oh, okay. So you got extra points for that.
Yeah, right. May and I...
You got extra points for all that?
Flying colors, A+ for both of us in the angering spirits
You're
class.
Both weird.
Yes.
Okay.
You were also homeschooled.
Let's take a look in the mirror. Abby's wearing her glasses today, which I don't really often see her in glasses, and she looks like the coolest librarian.
I look like a nerd.
No,
you do
she
look
looks
like
awesome.
A nerd.
She even wore the cutest little ghost earrings to match the theme.
The theme for today, yes.
Abby, I told my story and it was over before
scared.
You even got back. Woo. Do you want to do yours?
I was running. I'm breathing hard.
Do you guys want to do your other one?
Sure. Yes,
we've
got a joint story.
Let me breathe.
Yeah.
I'll tell the first part, and then May also experienced
because it. Yes, this happened in your bedroom that is now my bedroom, and I still have to live with this.
I moved out shortly after angering.
She said
spirit.
Never again.
So I.
Is that why you moved out? Because of this story?
Because, yeah. No. No.
I'm excited.
I will say, you would think, when I describe where I live, that I would have more paranormal experiences where I live and, like, have some kind of ghost stories, because the building's very old, it's very creaky. Well, I actually do have some stories, but I'm not going to tell them. But they're not as bad as, like, these that I had when I was living at home. So, in my room, I was getting ready, the door was closed, and I have, like, a closet to the left of me. And as I'm getting ready, I hear this, like, human laughter coming from the closet.
Horrible.
And it did not sound like any of my siblings. And I knew, and I'd just seen them downstairs. So I was like, that's really, I just kept getting ready. And then I would like hear it. It sounded like real, like laughter. And I go downstairs.
A little kid or like an adult?
It was high pitched.
I still remember what it sounded
like. Yeah, that makes it worse.
Will you please demonstrate for us?
Yes. Okay, so
just do it. The noise.
It was human but dollish.
That's right, doll. No. It sounded like a doll.
Okay. And can you do it on the radio?
Like
that was
slow
May.
Like that?
That was May.
Yeah, it was
That's
slower.
Horrible.
It was slower.
That was
It
creepy.
Wasn't like, it was like, but it was still
higher
low.
Pitch,
it was still lower than that.
That's what it sounded
right
like.
There,
that ghost thing coughing.
Do you see that right there? That was scarier than the whole Babadook movie. I hated that movie.
We just
movie.
Watched that.
I cannot stand
I
that
love
movie.
That movie.
We just watched
no.
it. I watched that with Clay. Yeah, and you were there. And you were
and you
there.
There.
And
you
were there.
And you were there. And the Toto, too.
And Toto, too.
Was Travis there?
Greg
Travis
was not
wasn't
there.
There. No, I'm not invited to anything.
No.
Travis isn't
Travis
allowed to leave
there.
This room.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you not
Travis.
See Travis's ankle chained to the
Travis.
Radiator?
Poor Travis.
Have you guys watered
Don't
him today?
Don't talk to
Have
Travis.
We water Travis on the weekends.
Oh. So, it is
and feed him flies.
Oh, no.
He's dying.
So you heard the doll laughing.
Yes. And so I kind of like try to stay calm. I mean, but I'm not scared yet because I'm very slow. So weird things that happen to me take a while to process. And May just nodded along. She was like, yes, yes.
Yes, very slow.
I am slow. And like my brain will always try to rationalize things before I jump to like, oh, that's like something really weird. Mm-hmm. So I got downstairs and I think you were the first person I told. And I was like,
yeah.
I was just told, I was like, I've heard like laughing.
No, it was like, more like we were all eating in the dining room and she walks in and she's like, hey guys.
Guess what just happened to me?
Yeah. I just heard laughing in my closet.
That's exactly how I said. Because it was like a joke. But mm-hmm. then May.
But it's not. So, and I was like, oh, like that's really weird. I was like, what were you doing? And then my mom's like in there and we're like, what were you doing when you heard it? And she's like, I was listening to Lady Gaga.
No,
like,
I was
boom.
Not. No,
boom.
I was not.
Boom. She opened a door.
That is a lie.
She brought the devil into our house.
That is a lie. That is
Don't
a lie.
So essentially, it was her fault.
Oh my gosh. You'd think I was up there like with a Ouija board or something. First of all, no. I was getting ready. I wasn't listening to anything.
But who was laughing at you? That's what I want to know.
So yeah, Zoe was playing it off like a joke. And I was like, she's way too...
I did that with the dark figure
I was
too
like,
in the woods.
Girl, oh yeah, I remember lecturing you like, Zoe, why would you... I told you that happened to me and that I went after it and that you shouldn't...
I was curious.
And you... and I was 10 and you didn't have an excuse.
Curious George.
Don't chase the dead. That's rule number one.
Ooh, don't chase
I like
the
that.
Dead.
So she comes downstairs and she's blowing it off like a joke. I mean, we all just kind of were like, oh, okay, it's probably just a toy.
Zoe but, being Zoe.
We were like, yeah, we were like, okay, that's whatever. And so some time went by, and I think later on in the day, me and my little sister, Naomi, went upstairs into her room to borrow some of her hairbrushes. And we
like
were just,
you do.
Yeah. I mean,
right.
Older sister has the best hairbrushes. And also, she had the coziest room. I mean,
real.
It was the
past tense.
It was past so cozy in there. Like, we downstairs, green carpet, gray walls.
Mm. Yikes.
Dark
yeah, they lived
lighting.
In the slums.
Dark, nasty. Dark lighting. Zoe's room, pink walls, tan carpet, bright lights, warm lights, windows. It was great.
Windows.
Living the dream.
A luxury.
I never knew you guys thought my room was all that. I only had it to myself.
Well,
for
I don't
like
anymore.
Oh.
So.
She completely redid my room.
I did. I painted
Whatever.
It.
Is it still pink?
No, it's okay. Green now. It's mine.
All right. Tell your story.
And I don't listen to Lady Gaga in there as a rule.
Oh, my.
Oh,
wow.
Not anymore.
So we're sitting in there. I'm brushing my little sister's hair. I'm braiding it. We're whatever. We're just sitting and having a good time. So I also, there might have been another gateway. You had this little instrument, a little wooden kalimba. I'm not even kidding.
Can we stop talking about
so
doorway? It wasn't my fault.
It was Zoe's musical talent that brought the spirits to us.
Oh my
so
God.
So she was being inspired by Lady Gaga's angelic voice.
Is this something that you've put together yourself?
This is an intervention.
Dr. Watson?
I'm sorry, this is an intervention.
No.
We need you to stop
Will
playing
you
guitar.
Just talk about what... I didn't do anything to make this happen.
There's this little kalimba, and it's a wooden instrument that makes like very ethereal sounds.
It was not that.
And Naomi... No, hang on. Naomi grabs... the kalimba, because you'd taught her how to play part of a Pirates of the Caribbean song.
Yeah.
And that's Davy Jones's creepy
yes,
song.
Yes, I love that song.
It's...
Yeah,
dun,
I can still play dun, it. Dun, 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 dun. That's enough.
I love that song. Anyway, so she grabs the
I like
kalimba,
the I like
and she
bass.
Starts playing the tunes on it, and then we hear the laugh from the closet.
No thanks.
And we just are
yep.
I remember
scary.
My blood just went cold. I was like, I look at her and I was like, what was that? And she's like, I don't know.
Did
she
it
just,
come
she,
from the closet?
Yes, it came from the closet.
Was Zoe in the closet?
No.
Zoe, get out of the closet.
Nobody
I
else was,
downstairs.
Was in the room. The closet?
Nobody was there.
So
no,
I think it's
downstairs.
Also important to point out the closet didn't have doors. It was wide open. So we took the doors off of all of our closets for years, and it was just wide open.
Because of that?
And it had a desk in there, and it had, it's a small closet, but it just had like a dresser, and then clothes hanging up. Like there was nothing special about the closet. There were no doors.
Nope. I'm out.
So me and my little sister are just staring at each other, and we're like, oh, well, I'm sure it was nothing. So she just keeps, you know, playing the kalimba. I'm doing her hair. We're just talking, and then we hear it again. Some time went by and we heard it again, the laugh. And at that point, we just completely froze and jumped up and ran out of the room. We ran out of the room so fast.
Yeah.
So fast.
Yeah, I would have been gone.
I'd be
so
freaking out.
We go all the way downstairs and we're like, we heard a laugh in the closet. And Zoe comes in, she's like, oh yeah, I heard that earlier.
Oh yeah, I don't know if I told you guys at this point that I'd heard it.
So yeah, I think honestly, now that I'm thinking about it,
so
I kept,
it's my
I kept
friend.
It to myself. I think she
like
only,
a fun prank.
Yeah, she only told us after you heard it too.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's
but
fair.
Yeah, and then when we were eating lunch, then you came in and told like mom and dad and everything. That must have been when.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you were like, yeah.
That's creepy.
So me and Naomi were very, very freaked out at this point, and we kind of stayed out of the room and went downstairs and we told everybody, and Zoe. Just went back up into her room, you know, a little bit. I think this went over a span of 2 days.
Yeah.
This was not like a one day thing.
Yeah.
So the next day, everybody's just living as normal. We kind of forgot about it. We're like, whatever. It was probably just like a toy or something. Me and Naomi were very easily scared. So.
And I'm very easily not scared,
she was,
as you can tell.
Yes. Against her better judgment. She's
That's
not
right.
scared easily enough.
Real.
I think. And so You hear it several more times. Mm-hmm. You were like, she's like, I had been hearing that. Like, over a period of time, I had been hearing
this
that.
This story just keeps getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
So, basically, me and my little sister go up there again. For whatever reason, I don't remember. Just to hang out in Zoe's room. And we hear it. And we're like, we're done. We run downstairs. We get mom. We get dad. We get grandma, because grandma happened to be there at the time.
Yes, okay. Grandma.
So, first, my grandma has never had any sort of encounter like this before. Mm-hmm. So, our first adult of choice is my inexperienced poor grandma, and we lead her up to the room, and she goes in there, and she sits on the floor, and she's just kind of listening and waiting, because she's like, somebody's pulling a prank. My grandma was convinced that one of us had planted something in the closet.
Yeah.
And so she's sitting there on the floor. And I remember I wouldn't go back into the room. Wow. They shut the door and I was like, I am not going to go in there. Like, I went in there and saw her sitting on the floor. And then I was like, nah, I'm not staying in here. I didn't hear anything for a long time. And I was like, I'm not staying in here. So I went outside the door and went downstairs. And I remember my grandma coming downstairs with this look of terror on her face. She looked just terrified.
Oh, I remember that.
And she went to my dad and she was like, there's something in that closet. She heard it.
Real.
And my dad, he went upstairs. He tore the closet apart. He didn't find anything. He was expecting to find a toy or like a recorder or like a phone or something. Mm-hmm. And at this point, the second stage of terror had reached me. And so first stage is scared, wary, and protective. Second stage is laughing my head off. I was just dying of laughter.
And that was already me. I skipped right to that.
You were not helping.
Everything's funny to me.
That was step number one. So we were kind of
like, I'm going to get murdered by a ghost. That's laughing.
Yep. At that point, we were just kind of feeding off of each other's humor, and my grandma was convinced that I planted something.
But
in the
I was
closet.
The one that had to sleep in that room.
Yep.
So.
Yep. They were convinced that I had put something in there.
Anyway, so to finish the story up, when my mom heard about all these goings-ons, she was like, I'm going to take care of this. And she went upstairs, waited, didn't hear anything, and then she talked to the closet and said, get out of here. And then we never heard it again.
Really?
Yeah.
So it worked.
Yeah.
That's what seems to be what happened.
And we never found anything in the closet.
Never anything. And never heard
And
that.
Nothing in the next
I've
room either.
I've never heard that sound again.
And nobody's heard it. And now it's my room. And sometimes when I'm in there alone, trying to sleep at night, I think...
Good.
Yep. You think about it, yeah.
Good.
I've got a story for
now,
you.
Now, Abby's story...
Let's take a little break first and we'll be right back. All right, well, we're back. We're back and we're talking
about
eating
your Cheez-Its.
Ghost stories. And I heard we held the best for last. What is that sound? Is it raining outside? What is that sound?
Do you see the look of guilt in her eyes? Because I see it.
You ate that entire bag of Cheez-Its in one bite. That was crazy.
Somebody's got... Oh, well, I've got a story for you.
Is this a ghostly story?
Ooh, yes.
I don't have any sound effects for that. I'm sorry.
I'm my own sound effects.
Spooky, scary skeletons.
Clapping.
Well, basically...
It was just some applause.
I used to be a little delinquent, right? And I'd sneak out at night.
Used to be. Past tense.
Well, I'm too tired to sneak out at night. And I, one time, was at my friend's house, and she lived out in the middle of the woods on a road where, like, you wouldn't go down this road unless you meant to. Like, it goes up, and it's just her house on that road. There's nothing else. Like, you're not going to just stumble upon it. And we were all downstairs. It was her and I and, like, six guys, I think. And we were playing, like, board games and stuff, and then... Don't judge me like that, Greg. We were playing board games, man. I swear, we were just playing board games.
Like,
were
you on
Ouija
the trampoline?
Board games? No, not Ouija board games.
Not Ouija board games?
Well, our
nothing
favorite game
like
was
that.
Hide and seek, for
sure,
one.
Sure, it is.
Yeah.
This isn't a bonus episode,
no,
so just
no,
be careful.
No, we were all playing games downstairs, and then we hear a car pull up, and we're like, well, that's crazy, because my friend, her parents were on a cruise, and she had Life 360. So she checked it, and she's like, Yeah, they're literally off the coast of Florida. Right. Like, there's no way. And it's none of our parents because they didn't know where we were. Right. And so we go upstairs and we see this black car, like, sitting there. And we were like, okay, well, that's kind of weird. And as, like, as we were going upstairs, we heard a door open and slam. And we're like, oh, that's, didn't like that. But then we were like, I don't know. We were like, it could be anything. You know, could be the wind, is what my friend thought.
Could be long legs.
Let me in now. But yeah, basically,
that
we.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. It was gorgeous. Just for you, Zoe. We basically were deciding our next move. We were like, let's just go downstairs. And then my friend Jax was like, I forgot my shoes. And we're like, of course you did, you idiot. And we walk down the stairs, and as we all had weapons at this point. We're like, we're going to check all the rooms. Yeah, and we're like... Yeah.
Like a 12-gauge shotgun? Oh, or what are you talking about?
A spatula.
A spatula. Okay, so
you
weapons.
Know, anything. Yeah, anything we could find. And basically, we went through every single room downstairs. And, of course, it's the basement, so it's literally under the ground. And as we checked all the rooms and we were about to go back up the stairs, all of the doors opened and slammed. All of them.
All at the same time.
All of them at the same time. And we all freak the hell out. And we start running up the stairs. And I was the last person, never doing that again.
That's terrifying.
Because as we were running up, I swear that I felt steps behind me, like, getting louder. And, like, I felt it go through me. And the second that I felt it go through me, I felt, like, this extreme sense of, like, grief. And I literally dropped to the ground and started crying. I was like, I can't handle the feelings that I'm feeling. Like. And, I, like, I literally kept having to pinch myself. I'm like, I have to be sleeping. Like, I cannot be awake. There's no way. Mm-hmm. So we make it upstairs, and we go and check on the door. Now the door is unlocked from the inside. And we're like, how did that? Okay, who did this? Because if someone's messing with us, we're all going to collectively beat you. Ooh. So...
Right.
Come clean now, because this is not funny at this point.
And everybody was accounted for.
100%. We were all there for all the time. And we were, like, freaking out. And so we're, like, thinking of what to do. Like, we don't really want to stay in the house. And then we look outside, and I swear I saw a very similar figure to what you guys saw, but it had no head. It was literally just a black, like, huge shoulders. Like, very, like, extended-looking, like, contorted shoulders. Like, standing there behind the tree. And we're like, okay, so now we really have a conniption. Are we going to stay in the house with whatever is in here, or are we going to run to the two cars?
Yeah.
And we're like, we're going to run to the two cars. We're going to just go for it. Because we have our 5-mile flashlights, because they used to go in abandoned places a lot. So I've got these really nice flashlights, and they have sunroofs. So we were just going to, like, you know, look around. So we take off, we get in the cars, we open the sunroofs, and we're looking around with the flashlights, and we both, like, because it was four people in each car, like, getting out and looking.
Yep.
And we all hit it with our light at the exact same moment. And you could see it, like, run through the tree. Like, it was like that weird shoulder blade. I have no idea how else to describe it. It was horrible. And we all screamed and took off both cars. And I called my dad and I was like, Dad, this is what happened. And he was like, I'm getting the gun. And so he actually went out there and he couldn't find anything. Mm. Nothing. And we have, like, no idea. Like, the only thing we can think of that happened was they have a really scary abandoned barn near them. And we had recently been in there. And we found, like, really weird adult, like, pictures in there that were very unsettling. Like, very scary. Not anything. And then bones everywhere, but, like, scattered.
Wow.
So, like, hundreds of bones. Ooh. And there's a Polaroid picture of me. And in the background is something standing there that has no head. And I still have that. I'll bring it into the podcast.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
100%. I did not know about this part of the
And I have a video of it.
Oh my gosh.
Because as we were leaving that, I looked back and I was like, Esther, dude, do you see that? And you can see it in the woods. And I have that picture and that video. So mayhaps we disturbed something. And
maybe, yeah. Yeah, the something in the barn. The thing from the barn.
What did you just get sent?
The thing from the barn. Oh, that's nice.
What is
Somebody
that?
Somebody just texted me this, and I do not recognize the number.
It's a giant eyeball.
But 564.
That's horrible.
I'm not kidding. That's the scariest thing I've ever seen creepy. In my life.
But this, it's isn't, like this isn't live, like, is it?
No, you just heard my phone vibrate, and this is what I picked up and see.
That's nice.
I'm not even...
That's attractive.
It's an eyeball with a blood vessel burst in it, I think.
No, literally, number. Zoe, I'm so...
Give that phone to me.
So freaking...
Okay, well, now there we go.
How do you feel about my story?
I liked your story. It's horrible. Scary. No, it's scary.
Yeah, I have so many.
I have no idea. He would. Oh my.
What does it say?
Oh my, it says I'm watching. I'm not even kidding. It literally
says I'm watching you.
Oh my! I'm not kidding. Like
somebody like looking in the window.
I know.
I don't see anybody.
Is there two kids on the bench?
Why didn't we do this episode for Halloween?
May is freaking.
Wouldn't that have been better?
Yeah. It's okay.
Call it.
May, I'm going to take care of
don't
this.
Don't text it. Don't, May.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks everybody for joining us. We're going to sign off on this one.
That so was we crazy.
Get to the bottom of this, yeah, and figure out what is going on, but check back later. And
that
we'll,
was crazy. We'll have a resolve, hopefully.
We'll have an answer for the question of what in the world is happening.
That was horrible. Yeah, thank
thanks
you.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Need a professional photography studio without the hassle of building your own set? Clock Tower Media has you covered. For only $75 an hour, you'll have access to a creative studio space complete with multiple themed sets, a makeup and wardrobe station, and most of the equipment you'll need for a successful shoot. It's perfect for photographers, influencers, small businesses, models, and content creators looking to elevate their work. Availability is limited, so reserve your time today. Visit Peerspace and search for Clock Tower Media to book your next shoot.